This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Jeff Bodart and news we failed to mention. It's all coming up right after this.
They're both ashamed of what they did. At least that's what the paper said. They walk all day because they're always on the prowl. Tiger and horse, tiger and horse. His wife called him doing them horse. They're both pros at what they do, and both require special shoes. Of each of their heads going down in a caddy. Tiger and horse. Tiger and horse, his wife called him doing them whores.
Doing him whores.
Neither of them's made a peep, and fire hydrants don't come cheap. Be careful when you're out there chasing tail. You could wreck your truck and cut your head, but the number one lesson ever said, no matter what you do, don't leave voicemail. Tiger and horse. Tiger and horse, his wife called him, and the odds are pretty slim that you won't see him with any more horse.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold.
Morning.
Birthday boy Willie.
Woo-hoo!
I'm Chick McGee at the OrangeInsoles.com sports desk. And Tom? We have a special guest.
We do indeed. He is comedian Jeff Bodart.
Jeff.
Hey, what's Hi, going Jeff. On, everybody?
His name is Bodart.
That's right.
Is that a... I know you've been doing a lot of the cruise ships.
I have been doing a lot
and,
of the cruise ships.
And that is a bright turquoise short sleeve, very summery
yeah.
shirt.
You got to nice. Blend in with those 75 and up crowd. Yeah. Feeling good.
Good. It's a nice color on you.
Tom, remember,
thanks.
Jeff is the first one who gave us a turducken.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're famous on this show for that. I
yeah.
forgot about that.
People still like to talk about it.
Yeah. I bet they do. Yeah.
It's still, yeah, they do.
That or wands. Or like,
yeah.
How
yeah
are, how I see your wand? Crap drawings, too. It's like, you know what? That's hurtful.
How's the wand business?
It's slow. I've been busy. I made one recently.
Ooh, yeah. You make handmade wooden wands.
Handmade,
recently.
Your daughters love those, right?
Yeah. Willie purchased them from mm-hmm. you, from my little girl.
Tried to give them to him, but he said, no, my dad's paying.
So, that's right. We wanted you to.
Hey, wow. I don't think he paid for that.
Oh, really?
We bought that at you did a comedy show that yeah. I was doing, and then I think I got paid for the comedy show and handed you the money for the Tarbo wands.
That is accurate. That
it
is
was
true.
So fun.
And it's Tarbo.
Tarbo wands.
That's
and
right.
What's your motto?
What is it, Chick?
If it's not a Tarbo, it's not a wand.
There you go.
Okay. My girls like him because of the whole Hogwarts thing. And
of course.
Now you don't guarantee any of the magic powers that come with the wand.
No, you provide the magic.
Yeah, okay.
The magic's inside you all the time. Tom. Yeah, you know.
But you don't sell those on the cruise ships?
No, I don't. Not allowed to sell anything on the cruise ships except your soul.
Now, on the cruise ships, I know, Pat, you've done a lot of the cruise ships.
Yeah, 3 years.
Yeah. Are you allowed to... is it called fraternizing if it's with a woman?
It depends on the cruise line. he's on Royal Caribbean, so he can.
It can be fraternizing if it's same sex, I would think.
Because I was told I can't. I don't know if that was a personal thing.
Are you in a guest room or crew room?
I'm in a guest room.
You can fraternize.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That is good.
I would have thought that would have been fairly early on your checklist.
No, I'm leaving the door open now.
What's the oldest you'd go, do you think?
That's a great question.
Oldest age?
Yeah.
Probably 70, probably.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
Come on, those are rookie numbers.
She can still climb aboard.
Bump that up.
What is it?
75, 76, they're looking great out there.
I mean, if her knees pop when she's getting on top, that's fine. I can look past.
So you've established the fact that you're definitely going to be in the bottom.
No.
Is it the older the berry, the sweeter the juice? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
You're a big man.
I am a big man. Yeah.
Be honest.
A woman did actually. She asked. I don't know. It's a long thing. She's like, are you pretty sexually active? And I'm like, I don't know what you mean by active. I mean, you talking, I don't know. I mean, I'm not getting on top. I'll tell you that. I don't know if you mean like a marathoner, but I'll gladly get on the bottom. I'll shift you around, because I'm a giver, I go, hell, if I got the core strength, I'll spin you, I'll just spin you around. But I'm not getting on top. It's too much work. Josh, you get on,
I will, but I prefer to not.
Yeah. It's
right.
It's a whole thing.
Just lay there.
I mean, regular push-ups alone are hard enough.
Yeah.
What about standing? How do you guys feel on standing?
I can stand.
That's a young man's game.
Stand.
Yeah. Oh, Pat, you're no longer doing the stand?
Standing's a young man's game? Well,
I think so, right?
Pat likes to sit in the driver's seat. That's his favorite position.
Out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a thing?
He loves a parking lot.
Is that really a thing, Pat?
For me, it is, for some weird reason.
Whoa.
Yeah, he loves the car.
I like a parking lot.
I think I guess a psychologist would call it imprinting.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, Pat's early sexcapades.
Okay.
The danger of it.
Yeah.
Like high school Pat?
Like outside a rock club Pat when I was first singing. Makes sense.
If you see one of those cars with like the wood paneling on the side, does that get you going a little bit?
Get
you
Woody,
excited?
Yeah, there's a reason it's called the Woody.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I understand, once again, we're speaking with comedian Jeff Bodart, and it's my understanding you were in a car accident. I was just told to ask you about this.
I was in a car wreck in August of last year.
Yeah, that was quite a while ago,
I think. Yeah, got hit from behind.
Rear-ended.
Huh? Ended up in a ditch. Ooh. And you need to lose weight when the firemen and EMTs are carrying you up out of the hill, out of the ditch, and they're all going, ah, ah, ah. It's like, calm down, okay? I know I got to lose some weight, okay?
Were you okay?
Yeah, I got a scar on my forehead now. Ooh. That's permanent. Ruins the moneymaker.
like Harry Potter with the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somebody said that. And I was like, Oh, now I feel good about it.
Well, wanted the scar.
Yeah.
Now, you're famous on this show for a, I would say, a failed attempt. How would you describe this, Josh?
A failed attempt that eventually became a success, I would say. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I don't... He kind of berated all of us for not laughing at a certain joke. I think that's what caught me off guard.
That's what's so funny about it.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? That's a fine joke. Stuff like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. He still thinks that, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, is this the turducken thing?
Yes.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
Here we go. Okay, this is in its entirety here.
Do we get a vote?
Oh, here's the whole setup. Here we go. Yes, Ace, you have a question.
Well, Tom, the first French fries weren't fried in France.
What?
Huh.
They were fried in Greece.
Hey!
Okay. Great joke.
In Ace's defense, he's done that before, and none of you remembered.
No, I remembered. Yeah.
No, I don't.
At least finally, it made sense.
A fair amount of acting on air sometimes. Shit.
What's a duck fried in? What's a duck fried in? Turkey. Turducken.
That isn't even a joke. He may be having a stroke.
It's as bad as that crap over there.
Well, that isn't even a joke.
Wait a minute. What does a duck fight in?
No, it's a duck fried in.
Oh, what is a duck fried
in turkey?
In?
Yeah, turducken. They put the,
Jeff, there's nothing there, man.
There's a country turkey.
That is not a joke in any language.
Look, we need to... Can we box this up?
I am a professional comedian.
Let's send this to the Comedy Institute and see what they say.
Hey, Tom, do Jeff a favor and don't tell the people where he's performing this weekend.
We'll buy
Thank you very much. Once again, when you said
turducken. That's turducken. Pretty good, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
It's legendary.
There we go. Didn't you have turducken t-shirts for a while?
For a little while. One guy messaged me on Twitter and he goes, you know, I love that turducken thing. And can you send me an audio file of you saying turducken? I'm like, do you have $2,500?
I'm sure we can.
No, I did send it to him. And he's right. Like, oh, I want it on my ringtone. What are you doing?
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Our guest is comedian Jeff Bodart. Once again, the bright turquoise shirt. I know this is radio, but... You know, it's very nice.
I almost wore my pink one. I got a pink one, too. Looks pretty good.
Break his brain. He sees a man in pink. He freaks out.
I love a man in pink.
I've got a pink hat on. It's a little tribute. But yeah, that's a nice shirt. It's a kind of a nice turquoise aquamarine. Very,
thank you.
Very,
a tribute to?
Very,
uh-huh.
What's the word I'm looking
tropical?
For? There you go,
is tropical.
Because you're spending a lot of time on the ships.
Summery.
Yeah, it is summery.
Yeah, it's nice.
Bought it at a local store in my hometown.
Now, have you ever had any, I asked if you're allowed to go on dates with the fellow crew members.
You know what? I was told I'm not allowed. So
I would go with that and not with what God claims.
Can you I know all about it, and they have changed the rule.
Oh, yeah.
What's that, Tom?
I want to see, is that an anchor tattoo?
Yeah, that is an anchor tattoo. That's pre-ship. Oh, pre-ship. Good. Because hope anchors the soul, Tom.
Huh.
Okay.
And then I got that one here to remind me to try harder.
You have the words "try harder" on your bicep.
Yep. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. A little note to myself.
What, you forget?
Couldn't you use a post-it note?
I could. Could have had a Sharpie and put it on.
But it was the first time that tattoo artist had put that on somebody's arm.
I don't know.
I think that's a funny your tattoo on your thigh.
Try harder.
Try harder.
Try higher.
What about
that could be on Earth.
You know, he also has a tattoo of Dean and Jerry, right?
I do, over here. There you go.
Right there.
Martin Lewis, there you go.
Very nice. Did you draw that?
I did not. Those were the actual logos they used back in the 1948 or 49. Did
you get the anchor tattoo in one of the exotic islands or no?
No, I got it just several years ago because I saw somebody had an anchor tattoo. And I was like, oh.
Do people ask if you were in the Navy?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And I go, yes, I was.
Well, thank you for
still,
your service.
Still got the bell bottoms.
When you go to these various ports in the Caribbean, actually, not just the ports. We had a news story about a couple of the ships that actually have a tattoo parlor on board.
Well,
ship.
We have one ship that's going to put one on there. Yes.
No, there's one out there now, and the new one will also.
Okay.
Fight.
I got a wand not too long ago. I got a wand on my arm.
Oh, yeah, you sure did.
Look at that.
There you go.
Is that the Death Eater symbol?
It looks like a...
No, it's the...
I don't know if it's a wand or is it a long pigtail.
It might be a long pigtail.
Pigtail?
Does that hurt?
Those were on
the bottom of your right here.
The shark belly of the arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are painful. Yeah.
Right into the armpit too.
The old fish belly hurts.
So are you thinking of getting a new one?
Yeah, I'm always looking at maybe a new one, but I don't like to go. I like to keep this all right here, free of tattoos. You know, just in case.
But I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here when I say you have plenty of.
Plenty of skin? Plenty of room?
Plenty of canvas.
Plenty of canvas.
How could that not be me?
Oh, my God.
No, it's fine.
No, you're
way older than me, so it's fine. You don't have a lot of time left, but
there you go, Jeff.
It's not a big deal. Hey, that's nice.
I got that.
I love that.
I don't go down, but I don't go past my wrist, actually, so.
Yeah.
But I like long sleeves.
I love that. If you ask my dad, he'd go. He actually goes, you going to hang out with Skip anytime soon?
Oh, that's right. He calls me Skip.
You go, you going to hang out with Skip soon?
Yeah, me and Jeff. Skip and Jeff.
We return now to... Skip. Do we have our hook up here with Jeffrey? There we go.
Oh, hey!
The other Jeff.
Boy, that is a tie, I'll tell you that.
We have Jeff Oske with the brand new feature.
He looks like a dictator on his birthday.
I get to wear fun ties.
This is a old Tom Griswold shirt that he gave me about 5 years ago when I used to be Pat Godwin.
A dictator.
it has a very military look, but with a nice, a really bright, colorful tie. That's very nice, Jeff.
He does look like a dictator.
Don't say anything at his birthday.
Well, it's very Castro-esque in color, and then you have the bushy Castro beard.
I do.
Castro wishes he could.
Jeff has the tattoos. I have tattoos too on the back of my neck. My astrological sign.
Ooh. Oh,
because at one time I was a teen unwed mother of three.
Three.
I got that too.
There you go.
Now, explain to Jeffrey how this works.
All right, Jeff. I don't know if you've heard the show before, but we give people a lot of the news. Man, I'm sweating in here. We give people a lot of the news. We don't give them all the news. So what I do is I come on each week and give them the news that we failed to mention.
It's not just news. It's... Okay. Here's Jeff Oske with what you failed to mention news.
Scientists are saying we have a parallel universe that is simultaneously running backwards in time. What you failed to mention, it's known as their Big Bong Theory. Because that's what they were smoking when they came up with the stupidity.
Yep.
Yeah.
252 people got together to set the world record for the largest gathering of people dressed as lions. What you failed to mention, so 252 people with no pride.
Oh.
No.
Turducken.
A funeral home cremated a body that was not supposed to be cremated. What you failed to mention, those must have been some horrible screams. A 101-year-old man finally got his high school diploma. What you failed to mention, he's so old that his mortar board was made from actual mortar.
It's silly.
The head chef at a nudist park does all of her cooking in the nude. What you failed to mention, for my money, you won't find a better hammers and eggs. Hammers and eggs, Jeff.
Hammers and eggs.
It's another word for boobies. Disney guests can now hug characters again. What you failed to mention, everyone except for Sneezy. He's still furloughed.
Sure.
A repairman stole $30,000 worth of turtles from a business. What you failed to mention, selling turtles is a real business. I figured it was just a shell company. Just a shell company. Hoping that the doesn't move forward. Just a shell company. A giant 14-foot fork was stolen from the side of the road. What you failed to mention, you can read all about it in the most current issue of the New York Times.
Yeah!
I know, I know, I know. Josh, you had the time jump.
Yours was better.
I wrote this yesterday, so I'm using it.
Yours was better.
Thank you. They've opened an all-female sports bar that shows nothing but female sports. What you failed to mention, the place is just full of dudes who've fallen asleep. you should have heard the original. A lot of Subaru talk. Pet cloning is becoming even more popular. What you failed to mention just goes to show how much we love our pets. You don't see anyone out here trying to clone their teen.
Good point.
There's a tattoo ban in South Korea. What you failed to mention, dog eating still okay.
No.
Along with Cracker Jacks, they've now introduced new Cracker Jills. What you failed to mention, the box of Cracker Jills contains 16% less than their male counterpart.
Yep.
There it is. That's a very, very woke.
Potent joke.
And no nuts, of course.
Yes, no nuts. Oh, you still owe me $50, Tom. Delta pilots had to divert their aircraft after they got a crack in the windshield. What you failed to mention, JetBlue has had to deal with their crack issues, but most of it's from their passengers smoking it in the lavatory. The author of How to Kill Your Husband has been arrested for killing her husband. What you failed to mention, just in time for her new book, How to Make Friends and Influence Juries. There's an app for finding places to use the restroom in New York City. What you failed to mention, the app is called Just Pee Anywhere. And finally... In Japan, there's a man who gets paid to do nothing. What you failed to mention, around here, we just call that guy Willie. Happy birthday, you beautiful bastard. I'm Jeff Oskey, and this has been the news of me.
What you failed to mention.
Very nice. Jeff.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.